Kentucky's 5th congressional district lost 5% of its population over the past decade. That has implications for how the area will look after political redistricting next year. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has more on what's behind the Eastern Kentucky region's population decline.
First one to the top wins. We will come back to the championship race tomorrow.
Children race woolly worms in Beattyville. They place the orange, brown, and furry creatures at the bottom of a taut string, and when they get the okay,
race is starting. 3, 2, 1, race set, go.
They try to goad the worms up the strings by blowing on them with straws or clapping.
Worms like noise.
This is the Woolly Worm Festival, where the 1,300-person town in Lee County jumps by about 10,000 for the weekend, but the county's population has dwindled by 6%. Since the last census, about half of Kentucky's counties did, most of them in the eastern part of the state. The worst drop was in Bell County on the Virginia border, which lost 16% of its population. Rick Nelson is the mayor of Middlesboro in Bell County.
You know, a lot of the coal miners, when they lost their jobs, they moved out, their families went off to school and just stayed where they were going.
Nelson was a state legislator from 2001 until 2018. He says he feels like he didn't do enough to prepare the area.
Because I just thought coal would be forever. I just didn't think there was no way you could do without coal. And that was always going to be something we could hang our hat on. I was wrong on that. A lot of people were too, and that don't make me feel no better about it because I admit it, but that's just the way it is.
Matt Ruther is the director of the Kentucky State Data Center. He says it's part of a national age-old trend, population declining in rural areas and increasing in urban and suburban ones.
What's happening is these counties are aging, so the populations are getting older, and there's fewer births to sort of replace this older population. And people are migrating out to where there are more numerous jobs.
It's especially pronounced in eastern Kentucky because of the collapse of the coal industry, which dominated the region's economy for more than a century. But demand for coal plummeted amid cheap natural gas prices and growing awareness of climate change. The entire industry only employs about 3,900 people in Kentucky now, down from 20,000 10 years ago. Dee Davis is the president of the Center for Rural Strategies in Whitesburg. He says the coal industry can't sustain communities in eastern Kentucky anymore.
We used to think that coal was the only thing we had of value, and so we had to exploit it, or timber was all we had, and we had to cut down the trees.
Davis says the region needs to embrace alternatives, building broadband networks so people can work remotely and connect to markets around the world, embracing local art and culture, and strengthening the education system.
What's valuable is communities who can work together. What's valuable are young people who are smart and enterprising and problem solving. And so in a way, for these communities to thrive, we got to have a different attitude about keeping people around and making it a place where people who have gone off and done well can also come back and find a way to contribute.
Even though statewide, Kentucky's population increased by 3.8%, Eastern Kentucky's 5th congressional district dropped by 5%. That means the district will have to change shape when lawmakers draw new political maps next year, growing in size to stay proportional with the state's 5 other congressional districts. And in the legislature, there's going to be fewer districts in rural parts of the state. Here's Middlesboro Mayor Rick Nelson again.
I think Eastern Kentucky is going to lose, and Western Kentucky will lose some, and then your population centers, Bowling Green, Northern Kentucky, they'll gain more and have more influence.
And while legend has it the woolly worm can predict how severe a winter will be, there's no telling how severe redistricting will be for the region next year. I'm Rylan Barton in Beattyville.